Proverbs day 29, work in good pursuits. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, come up here, than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 6 through 7, NIV. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give the person your seat. Then humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Luke chapter 14, verse 7 through 11, NIV. The guests start out seating themselves in positions that they think is honor. This creates a system where we could be performing based on how we think we should be rewarded. How we show up in life is then based on this artificial system of hierarchy. A better way is, as Jesus shared, we show up as our highest good self and take the lowest position. Why? Because our performance, the way I contribute in life, is not dependent on their ability to value it. If you value my contribution, that's great. However, if you don't value it, it doesn't change how we behave. This creates a system where we behave based on our intrinsic beliefs and values, and whether they value it or how highly they value it is independent of my actions. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, come up here, than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 6 through 7, NIV.